This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Good morning. Coming up on this edition of Sunday Focus, we'll talk with the board members from this year's South Dakota Chislic Festival. Summer is a big deal for Chislic lovers in the Sioux Empire. The annual South Dakota Chislic Fest is on Saturday, July 29th in Freeman. This is a huge celebration for the state's Nosh and for the Freeman community. This year is all about the volunteers who helped make the South Dakota Chislic Festival possible. The Parker FFA will be handling the bingo games. The Meadow Fire Department will be hanging out at the beer tent. And the 200 to 300 volunteers will be helping you have fun throughout the day. This festival is all thanks to the awesome volunteers. More information on this year's festival can be found at sdchislicfestival.com. South Dakota Chislic Festival board members Andrea, Abby, and Jay joined the show to tell us all about this year's festivities. That's all coming up on this edition of Sunday Focus. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing great over here. So why don't you just kind of go around and tell us who you are and your role with the Chislic Festival?
Okay. My name is Andrea Baer, and I am the president of the South Dakota Chislic Festival this year.
My name is Abby Straley, and I'm the vice president of the Chislic Festival this year.
And my name is Jay Hofer. I was the previous president of the board, and some of the committees I have to take care of are like the alcohol and non-alcohol areas. So I'm kind of in charge of that.
You said that pretty quickly, didn't you, Jay?
We got to let them know that we have some a lot of great beer, because we do have some local beer from the state of South Dakota that will also be at the festival that people can enjoy. So,
yeah, awesome. Well, wonderful. Welcome to the show, everybody. So let's talk Chislic. For anyone who doesn't know what Chislic is, how would you describe it? I moved here to South Dakota 5 years ago now, and I heard people talking about this Chislic, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what is this food? So how would you describe it to someone who's maybe hearing the word Chislic for the first time?
So Chislic is traditionally lamb or mutton, and it's on like a skewer, and it's deep fried or grilled. But they've kind of expanded the definition of Chislic in the like last few years. So now they kind of call it anything red meat cubed up. No, so now there's a lot of variation on it, but traditionally it's sheep on a stick. So
sounds pretty good to me. How did Chislic come to the state of South Dakota?
Well, there's a long history of Chislic and in the state of South Dakota. When German immigrants came through the Caucasus of Russia, they ate lamb over an open fire. You know, they skewered it and ate it with flatbread. And so when they came to this part of the United States, in the Freeman area specifically, they kind of Americanized it to what we know now as Chislic. And we still keep the tradition of eating the flatbread alive with saltine crackers. That's a staple you have to have with your Chislic. But that's how it came here and started and has become such a deep-rooted tradition in the area.
So when I hear like a flatbread, did they make it into like a sandwich? Am I understanding that right? Or
well,
kind of?
As you can imagine, you know, eating it or cooking it over a fire, it was very hot to pull off of their skewers. So they used the flatbread as a way to get it off of there and a vehicle to get it to their mouth, basically.
So it was like an Italian sub before an Italian sub.
Exactly. Exactly.
Pretty much. So now I'm hearing from my good friend Scott Smith, it's the state Nosh Chislic. So how did this delicacy become the state's food?
Back in 2017, Senator Stacey Nelson introduced a bill for Chislic to become our state Nosh food, which basically is like a snack food. And in March of 2018, it became an official bill by our Governor Dennis at that time to make it official for South Dakota. And basically some of the reasons behind that was to get people to know about Chislic, because it really is seems to be very central into the state of South Dakota in our area here, to let people know that, you know, if they come to South Dakota, what kind of foods are they looking for? And that was trying to bring more tourists to the state yet too, and also to let people know about the Chislic.
I'm getting hungry already. Thank you, everybody. Really, I appreciate that. So how did Chislic Fest come to be? You know, who thought of the idea to say, let's celebrate this cubed meat by giving it its own festival.
Well, obviously, everybody in the Chislik circle was very excited when Chislik became our state nosh, and a group in Freeman came together with this idea that we should celebrate that happening because it is such a huge part of our family tradition in the community. So an idea for a block party happened, thinking that we might have about 1,500 people come out and just celebrate, you know, a picnic, basically. Little did we know that Chislik was far more popular than any of that first initial group of people could have predicted. And the South Dakota Chislik Festival was born from chaos.
So it was straight chaos then.
It is the only way we could describe what happened that first year, I think.
Yeah. How did you feed everybody?
You know, we had Chislik till the very end. We know that some people were frustrated with the lines and didn't want to wait. But it was, I mean, lines for miles and miles, miles to get into town, let alone to get to where we were having this festival. We planned for roughly 1,500 people, and we estimate that between 8 and 10,000 showed up that day.
Holy cow! That's unbelievable. So was that really the purpose of the creation of the Chislik Festival, just to showcase this state nosh and just to celebrate it?
Yeah, that absolutely was the intent that first year. But after we had that first experience, we realized we're on to something and everybody really loves Chislik. So we regrouped, formed a board and a nonprofit, and have just been building and getting better every year since then.
So what does this festival do, not just for the state of South Dakota, but especially for the town of Freeman?
Well, obviously, it gives us an opportunity to showcase more of our town and what we have to offer. But not just our town. We include all of the Chislik circle in that. So every town around us, too, has that common heritage and love of Chislik. And Abby, I think you're more of an expert on the Chislik circle.
So the Chislik circle is about... Freeman is the middle of it, and about 30 miles around it is what we call the Chislik Circle. So that is because that's where, after about 30 miles, it's not the traditional Chislik anymore. So it was kind of only in those 30 miles until about, I'd say, 5-6 years ago, it started really blowing up and growing, which is great. So,
no, that tastes, yeah, go ahead.
I was skipping around. Sorry.
Jay, did you have anything you want to say about what it does for the community of Freeman?
Oh, I mean, it brings in, obviously, it highlights Freeman. It brings a lot of people to Freeman to showcase Freeman, what the town has to offer. Going back to that first year, man, I'm still going to therapy for that one because there were so many people that came and the lines that were there. And I mean, our beer spouts were just left open. I mean, we just kept them open all day because that's how fast we had to pour them and get people out there. And the Chislik was just flying off the hook. But as we'll talk about later here on, that, you know, we definitely improved since that first year. We definitely made some major improvements, but that was, you know, it came in March 2018 when it was sent to a bill, and within that month in April, and we had it in July, and within those few months, we put this together, and that's where all those people came from, and we could tell by social media and some other aspects that the energy around it was just getting bigger and bigger, and we just kept on going, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
If you are just listening, we are talking Chislik. We are talking about the Chislik Festival happening in Freeman, South Dakota on Saturday, July 29th, and being joined by some of the board members. We have Andrea, Abby, and Jay. So since we're talking about Chislik, what are some fun facts about this cubed meat?
Chislik has really blown up, like Abby said, in the last few years. And traditionally, it's mutton or lamb, but we're starting to see some fun new things happen. Last year, we had buffalo Chislik at the festival. A couple years ago, we had somebody bring goat Chislik. Fishlik. And porklik are things that we're seeing now. So it's fun to see how people are adapting this more to...
Pizza
Chislik. Yeah,
what?
We had pizza Chislik.
What's
it was
pizza
awesome.
Chislik.
Like, it had Chislik on the pizza.
What?
It was amazing. It really was amazing.
I don't know how I feel about that. So, again, coming from Chicago, pizzas are a thing. I don't know how I feel. Is it good on pizza?
It was delicious. In fact, it was the winner of our Chislik competition one of the years.
Really?
In the non-traditional category.
Well, that's definitely non-traditional. I can tell you that. So when people come out, do you kind of sear or grill? Do you deep fry the chislik?
So there's a lot of different ways you can make chislik. Some of the vendors at this year's festival will fry it. Some will grill it. But mostly it's fried. Like our Chislik Festival booth will be frying it because that is kind of the more traditional way to do it. So, but you could do all sorts of things with chislik. I've had smoked chislik. That's really good.
Oh.
So there's all sorts of different ways you could cook it. So
chislik is coming out in variations. Now for dipping sauces, what would be the best dipping sauce? I think it's ranch, personally. There's some debates on that, I see.
We have some very strong opinions on how to season or what to have with your chislik.
Tell me about it.
Typically, I haven't seen too much of our dipping sauces, but I'm guessing some people probably would go with the ranch. I see a lot of ranch for other food products. But otherwise, mostly it's usually the type of seasoning that you add to it. And commonly, the traditional one is garlic salt with the crackers. And then the chislik, obviously, but Lowry seasoning salt, white lightning, which is a steak seasoning, and then your typical salt and pepper usually goes with it the most. But there's all kinds of seasoning that people have been putting on it since then. So
yeah, you're not failing, not making me hungry, so good job, everybody. How do you personally like your chislik? Abby, we can start with you.
So I like the traditional garlic salt, but one that's really good on chislik too is lemon pepper or just like fresh lemon on it. So good. So there's a lot of different ways you could do it.
Okay.
I guess my favorite way would also be fried. And I don't put anything on it. I just enjoy the crackers with it.
The way I like it is typically grilled. I know a majority of people like it deep fat fried, but for me, mutton on the stick grilled with some garlic salt and maybe a little pepper is the way I like it.
And the sides that go with chislik, we've heard of the saltine cracker, but are French fries appropriate, or what type of sides can go with chislik?
So you can kind of put any side with chislik in it, and it works, to be honest. One thing that's really popular lately is onions, like fried onions on your chislik. That's really good. And jalapenos with your chislik, that's really good too. So,
again, I'm still hungry.
At the summer festivals that we have been to, watermelon has been really popular with the chislik.
What?
With the salt of the chislik and then the sweet of the watermelon.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the saltine crackers part of it. Is it, again, like a sandwich that you're trying to do with it? Or, like, how does the saltine crackers work with chislik?
So, this is an unpopular opinion, but I do not like crackers with my chislik. But my husband will crush them up and put them on top of his chislik and eat them. Where my dad will take a bite of chislik, bite a cracker, bite a chislik, bite a cracker. So
it's like, I might as well have French fries at that point.
Right.
If that makes sense, you know, am I crazy here?
No, it's kind of, if you think about it, it's kind of like crackers with chili. You could do French fries with chili fries. Just
chili
be
fries,
a little,
yeah.
Little amplified.
Little amplified. Okay, so you already talked about the chislik circle already. But I was told by, again, my dear friend Scott Smith about the chislik circle because we thought it was a clan. It's some sort of like a cult or whatever.
I mean, kind of. No, I'm kidding.
Kind of. Up to you. Well, yeah, it's just an imaginary boundary, if you will, of where that culture settled in South Dakota. And the tradition of chislik has been deeply rooted there. You know, like, I know for me growing up, I grew up just outside of Freeman, but every Saturday night we were heading somewhere with the neighbors to go get chislik. And every family event, who's bringing the chislik? You know, it just is such a part of who we are and what we do in the chislik circle that it's, like I said, the imaginary boundary of where these traditions lie.
So we don't have to drink a Kool-Aid or anything like that for the chislik circle.
Not quite. But if you wanted to be on the board with us, maybe we could work something out.
Yeah. Well, Jay, you can have something to say about that. What were you going to say before? Yeah.
Oh, no, the chislik circle, I think, is just like Andrea mentioned there, too. It kind of started there a little bit when they brought it over from Germans from Russia way back in the day. And it just kind of spawned from that area, and it's kind of grown a little bit more and more. Before, you get out 30 miles, and nobody knew what chislik was. And now with the state nosh and with the festival, everybody's hearing about it, and that's a great thing to let people know about it. And Yeah, it's something special that we remember. I remember as a child that family reunions or any type of get-togethers that we did, everybody was asking, like Andrew said, who bought the Chislic? Make sure there's Chislic there, because it's always something like a special event then to have that Chislic there.
So I'm thinking that if anybody who is at the Chislic Festival in the next couple of weeks here, then they're in that circle, the Chislic Circle. Since it's an invisible circle, right, might as well have everybody at the festival be part of the circle, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They all become part of the family on the day of the festival.
Awesome. If you are just listening, we are, if you didn't guess it, talking about Chislic for the upcoming Chislic Festival in Freeman. Again, that's on Saturday, July 29th. Now, what can people expect when they drive to Freeman?
When people drive to Freeman, hopefully they see that it's a thriving community. They'll see a newly rebuilt Main Street as of last year was finished. And once they get to the festival grounds on July 29th, you'll see that we're at the Freeman Prairie Arboretum, which is a beautiful 40-acre of grassland with ponds, over a mile walkway path that people can enjoy, get back to nature a little bit. There's a disc golf course there. And then, obviously, we'll have plenty of food and entertainment that day on those grounds as well.
I think food's an understatement with the Chislic Festival. How much Chislic will be at the fest? Can you tell me the amount of vendors that you guys have going on?
We have 11 food vendors, I believe is the number, and six of them will be serving Chislic, as well as the South Dakota Chislic Festival Board will be serving the traditional mutton lamb Chislic. Traditional lamb Chislic. And Abby, we had 600 dozen just at our booth alone ready to serve.
Really?
There's going to be plenty of
and
Chislic.
You couldn't bring that 600 over our way. I'm disappointed. I'm kidding. I'm just giving you grief about it. So what kind of Chislic will there be? Of course, the traditional. And then what other flavors or seasonings can people expect?
So we've seen a variety of different takes on Chislic in the last few years. So I'm not sure specifics of exactly what everyone's going to bring because every year it's a little bit different, but you'll be able to get traditional lamb Chislic from multiple vendors. There will be beef Chislic for those beef Chislic fans. And if you're not big on Chislic too, there's gyros, there's funnel cakes, there's all sorts of things. So you will not leave hungry no matter what you like. So
I was just going to say, so it's safe to assume that I'm going to come hungry and leave not.
Absolutely. There's going to be so many fun fair and festival foods there in addition to the Chislic that we guarantee nobody will be hungry.
And Jay, let's talk about your favorite part, the local beer. What about this beer that people are going to be tasting too?
Well, one of the side dishes that goes very well with the Chislic is a nice little beer beverage.
Right, coming from experience,
you'll
Jay.
Definitely experience. A lot of experience in that area. So we'll have
no common needed after that.
We'll have plenty of domestic beers, but we'll also have some local craft beers there as well to enjoy. And so that's always something that we've been doing since day one is try to highlight some of the South Dakota beverages and kind of give them a little shout out yet as well.
Can you tell us about the breweries that will be there during the Chislic Festival?
There's some Sioux Falls breweries, Yankton Brewery. And maybe some out west breweries.
Okay, awesome. And what about the activities for the kids? Because, you know, obviously parents are going to want to come and bring their kids. So what can kids do at the Chislic Festival?
Well, our whole goal is to make this entire day a family-friendly event. So we wanted to focus on including activities for everybody. We have our Kids Zone, which will feature inflatables and games. And we are very thankful that title holders from the Miss South Dakota organization will be there to run that for us. So, you know, bring your little boys and girls over and they can get their picture with a princess, right? That's super exciting. We've got all kinds of other things, too, that are great for all ages. Bingo. There's
bingo.
Going to be some cool historical displays. In fact, I am learning of one right now that we were not expecting, but I think we're going to have some cool tractors, 100-year-old tractors there. What else do we have? We have
smash
things. Yes, I'm so excited.
Sorry, so you're drinking beer, eating Chislik, and smashing things?
Oh, this is a great festival.
So what's that about?
We have Hissy Fits Mobile Smash Room coming. Yeah, coming to the festival this year. We are so excited to have them on board with us.
One other thing that's really great this year is the VFW is doing the beanbag tournament this year. So all of the proceeds from that, they're handling that, and that's a good fundraiser for our veterans. So
that's awesome. And I'm glad you said beanbags and not cornhole. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Well, you know, in addition to these things, we also have live music going absolutely all day. We have four incredible bands that are going to be there.
So opening, we have the Dawson Brook Siler Band. They're local. Some of them are from Canastota and one's from Menno. So that'll be really nice. And then
The Man in Black, which is a Johnny Cash tribute band, is going to be there. Following them will be the Wild Card Band, and they are from the Vermilion and Yankton area. So we are excited to have them back. They were there last year as well. And then we are going to close out the night with the Rock Hardys.
Oh.
Another local to the Chislik Circle Band.
So they're going to be part of the Chislik Circle then, for sure.
Absolutely.
So I manage Meridian Corner. It's 8 miles south of Freeman. And we're kind of known for our Chislik. So we cut and stick our own lamb, and we get our mutton from Kaler Locker. So what was it? 2018, I believe, we won Best Chislik in the Sioux Empire for lamb. So and there's a lot of great places in the Chislik Circle. You can get Chislik year-round, too. So it's just, this is a great opportunity to showcase Chislik because it is kind of a different thing.
Yeah.
Not anymore, but it was. So it's great to have, this festival is doing a lot for like Marion has a great bar that serves Chislik. Menno has bars that serve Chislik. That just a great opportunity to showcase this. Like I was lucky enough through work to go to a food event. You know, it's called Flavored Nation, and no one knew what Chislik was there. So it's kind of a food from each state. So it's interesting, like, the interest in it people have because they're like, Chislik, what is that? So this is a good opportunity to try, like, a variety of different Chisliks at the festival. So
let me get this straight. You work at the place that has the best Chislik in the Sioux Empire and still no Chislik in front of me.
Oh, you're right, right.
Again, I had to give you guys a hard time.
I came
about
empty-handed.
That.
I thought about it, but I was like, how do I bring a hot plate and some oil and not make a mess?
I definitely think she needs to come to the festival and see the historic presentations and the struggles that our ancestors face in getting the Chislik here. She's feeling some of that struggle today getting her Chislik. So she will relate.
My own personal struggle, I should say. I gotta say, this is making me hungry. It's making me excited for this year's Chislik Festival. A funny story about Chislik. I've moved here and I went to go see my twin sister graduate from veterinarian school. She had a white coat ceremony and they did like little appetizers and stuff like that. Well, they called this cubed meat on a stick, like a beef skewer or whatever. And I'm looking at it and I said, that's Chislik. Like, that's just not like beef on a stick or on a skewer or whatever. That's Chislik. So it's funny. My mom actually went up to the catering people at her university and she's like, oh, what do you call this? Like, what is it? And then they said, oh, it's fried beef on a stick and there's some vegetables by it. And I'm like, that's Chislik. Like, you should just name it what it is and call it Chislik. So why is it? Maybe it's a South Dakota thing, truly, then, if Chislik is South Dakota and everywhere else in Illinois, for example, is beef skewers, I guess.
Well, we will argue with you in the Chislik Festival that beef is steak tips and not Chislik, because Chislik is traditionally mutton or lamb.
Mm-hmm.
But like we said, we're seeing all kinds of new variations of it pop up here, too. So we're excited that it's growing.
So what is your first Chislik memory? Just to kind of wrap it up here with Abby, Andrea, and Jay from the South Dakota Chislik Festival.
So I will say my first Chislik memory, and I will tell you a very funny Chislik story.
I'm ready for it.
So my first, I grew up in Marion, South Dakota, and every year at the town celebration, they did a big Chislik feed. And that was kind of the one time a year my family got it. Mm-hmm. That was our special thing. So anytime, like, it's a big town celebration, you get to go eat Chislik. That was my favorite, well, like, that's the highlight, like first Chislic memory. But a funny Chislic memory is my husband's family used to raise sheep. And I don't know if you've ever banded sheep before.
I've heard of it, never done it.
So I was helping, and I grew up in town, so they should have known that this wasn't going to go well. So they're like, Abby, you run the clipboard. So I was like, okay, counting them and marking them. Well, one sheep didn't take to it very well. I dropped the clipboard, hugged him, cried, because this poor little sheep. And then, which was fine, it's good for him that it was needed. But then a couple years later, or about a year later, we're eating Chislic at Austin's house. And I was like, this is really good. And I was like, where's my lamb? And they're like, you're eating it. And I was like, oh no.
Oh my God.
It was my fault. I named him Chislic. That was, I had the writing on the wall for the poor little guy, but it was good.
Well, okay. Anyone have a happier note there for their first Chislic memory? Andrea J.
Every memory I have of growing up in the Turkey Ridge community is of all the neighbors getting together on a Friday or a Saturday night and either cooking Chislic at, you know, somebody's backyard or going out to Meridian Corner or into town to one of the restaurants to eat Chislic. It was just such a normal part of our lives that as I grew up and for a while moved away from the area, I didn't understand that Chislic wasn't a common thing, that wasn't a normal part of every family's dinner plans for the weekend. So that's my first memory.
All right. And Jay?
Yeah, my memory with the first Chislic is just the family and friends coming over. That was always a staple part of it, of that gathering. And in fact, before we even came into the studio here, I got a text from a classmate saying, hey, we're having a class reunion at the Chislic Festival in Freeman, July 29th. So it's a good reason for a lot of the people in that area to come back home and have a reunion, have a gathering, and enjoy some great Chislic in Freeman and kind of a homecoming. So once again, that Chislic is a part around of good memories and families and friends and just having a good time.
This festival is great for the community of Freeman. It's great for friends and families. And if you're hungry, great. Go to the Chislic Festival in Freeman on Saturday, July 29th. And thank you, the three of you, so much for joining us this morning. And before we wrap up, what is that website and other information that people can go check out?
Absolutely. You can find us online at sdchislicfestival.com. And we are making updates to that website every single day now with new and exciting events and information about the festival. Also, you can find us on Facebook, or you can contact us through either Facebook or the website if you have any questions.
All right. Awesome. So when I come down there to Freeman, is it up or down? I'm directionally challenged. So
I think kind of over.
Over. That's even worse. Okay. So when I go over to Freeman, I'm going to bring a Tupperware with me. I know you say that Chislic doesn't travel. I'm going to make this Chislic travel back to South Sioux Falls.
You can definitely stop at some of our sponsors downtown sell Chislic frozen. So you can stop and get it there on your way out of town and bring it back and cook it anytime.
You're giving me ideas, Andrea. I like it. I like it a lot. And I appreciate the three of you for being in the studio with us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Were you exposed to hazardous materials while serving in the military and have an illness or condition as a result?
If so, you may be eligible for VA benefits and services. Whether you need health care or want to file a disability compensation claim related to military exposures, VA is here to help. Visit va.gov/military-exposures to learn more and apply today.
You served your country. Now let VA serve you.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus. I'd like to thank South Dakota Chislic Festival board members Andrea, Abby, and Jay for joining the program today. For more information about this year's festival, you can visit sdchislicfestival.com. Join us again next week for another edition of Sunday Focus, where we will talk about tattoos and your health.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.